Update: NBA gout house to China with LeBron James op-ed in state-run media. By Warner Todd Houston on September 8, 2025. Correction: LeBron James' comments praising China came in the form of an interview with Chinese state media, not an op-ed. English-language media reported James's comments as an op-ed due to his name appearing in the byline and the article referring to him as the author. LeBron James has published an op-ed in Chinese state-run media. In an apparent effort by the NBA to get relations with the communist nation back to where they were in 2019, before then Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's infamous tweet of support for pro-democracy supporters in Hong Kong. James' op-ed appeared on Monday in China's state-run People's Daily newspaper on the tail of his extensive tour of China's basketball scene, in which he met players, helped critique practice sessions, met with community groups, and shook hands with civilians and officials across the country. The Lakers star further pandered to China with his post-tour op-ed in which he called basketball a connecting bridge between the two countries, a bridge that also runs through his personal bank account. The op-ed is notable in that China rarely publishes articles penned by foreigners, especially sports figures. Basketball is not only a sport, but also a bridge that connects us. The passion flows in our hearts, James reportedly wrote in the op-ed, according to the South China News. I know that basketball can inspire generations of people to pursue their dreams. Seeing so many young basketball lovers in China, I hope I can also contribute to the development of Chinese basketball, he continued. James is not the only top player set to tour China. The NBA has also announced that it will be holding its first ever NBA house event in Macau, China, in October. The event will be attended by star players, including Tim Hardaway Sr., Stephon Marbury, Sean Marion, Shaquille O'Neal, Mitch Richmond, and Deron Williams. In his op-ed, James praised China for the incredible reception he received wherever he went during his Chinese tour. Every time I come here, my family and I are warmly welcomed. I am deeply moved by the hospitality and friendliness of our Chinese friends. All I can do is give my all in every match and express my gratitude to everyone, he wrote. Of course, China, with its fierce oppressive police, its social credit scores, and its tight control on its people, would not likely have ever allowed any disgruntled fans to meet the U.S. basketball star. So James would be sure to have found a warm reception anywhere he would go, after all. The op-ed is just more evidence that the frostiness between the communists and the NBA is thawing. The NBA enjoyed massive success and billions in revenue from China in the years leading up to 2019. Before fallout from a social media message by then Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey rankled the Chinese authorities in Beijing. Morey had posted a tweet in support of the pro-democracy protesters in China-run Hong Kong, and that support infuriated the Chinese government. Almost immediately, the NBA was banned in Red China because the league did not immediately fire Morey. The league did apologize and forced Morey to back off from his support for democracy. LeBron James in particular accused Morey of not being informed about what he was talking about. The NBA was shunned for several years, but it has been slowly returning to China's state-run media outlets. However, James' big Chinese tour and his op-ed show that the NBA has sufficiently groveled to allow a comeback to Chinese broadcasting. Still, in keeping with James' years of pandering to China, and the tens of millions he earns annually with his business interests there, James did not mention the communist nation's dependence on slavery in its manufacturing sector, its oppression of religion and minorities, or its vast and oppressive police state. Despite being the NBA's chief social justice warrior who has spent years attacking the U.S. for its racist failures, James is completely unbothered by the fact that China is considered to have one of the world's worst ongoing human rights records. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.